This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Conspiracy might be too strong a word, but Constance Fogel is seriously concerned that the biggest economic forces in North America are formulating plans to consolidate the three separate nations on this continent.
The globalizers of the world have an intention to turn North America into one entity. We will still have a United States, we'll still have a Canada, and we'll still have a Mexico, but the significant matters of defense and of finance, immigration, will not be controlled by our respective countries. It will be controlled by a North American Union bureaucracy like the European Union bureaucracy.
Fogel, a lawyer and activist in British Columbia, is a founder of the Canadian Action Party, a political party that was launched in 1997 specifically to call attention to and counter this effort to create a North American Union. It began, she says, with the adoption of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, in the early 1990s. The next step is something called the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, which Fogel fears would open the door to exploitation of Canada's natural resources to the detriment of her country's citizenry.
The natural resources of Canada are to be exploited and used for the financial corporate elite, and the human resources of Mexico, cheap labor, are to be extracted for the benefit of the financial corporate elite. Puts U.S. citizen jobs at risk and puts people unemployed. Same thing for Canada. And then the energy from Canada, the gas, the water, the oil, is to be extracted and exploited for the benefit of the corporate elite in North America, not to be kept for the needs of Canadians.
In each of the past 3 years, Fogel charges, the elected leaders of the three North American nations have met privately with the business leaders who are pushing for what she calls a hostile takeover of our democratic processes, while other political leaders are either co-opted or kept out of the loop.
The people that we've elected have, in fact, become irrelevant to our nations because the operation of the real agenda is happening behind them. But many of them do know what's going on, and they do attend some of these meetings. So there are some insignificant positions who very much are involved in this integration, and they are traitors to our countries.
Fogel is not a fan of the European Union either, but she says at least those nations were given a clear and openly debated choice.
See, at least there in Europe, the respective countries had the opportunity to talk about whether or not they wanted to be integrated. Here, we're not even being given that choice. It very well may be the majority of people in North America would say, hey, it's a great idea. I like the idea of having one big area, and we can flow anywhere from the northern part of our continent down to the tips of Mexico. We can move back and forth, labor, resources. Well, in a democracy, if the majority chose that, then we live with it. But you see, we're not being given that choice. It's being imposed on us, and then all of a sudden we're going to wake up and say, what the hell's happened?
Constance Fogel will be part of a program on this aspect of globalization, presented by Project Censored, at Sonoma State University tonight, as part of their Modern Media Censorship Lecture Series. You can also find out more about the issue on the North Bay Report website at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.